From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry has won today's primary in Virginia, on his way to another big night in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Polls closed about 20 minutes ago. On the basis of exit polls and early returns, the Associated Press estimates Kerry will take about half the vote. NPR's David Wellner has been traveling with the Kerry campaign for the past several days, and he's at the Kerry celebration tonight in Alexandria, Virginia. David, the party wasn't supposed to start there until about 8 p.m., but the results seem to be very clear very early on this one.
Yes, indeed. And actually, it's Fairfax, Virginia, where the celebration is going on. It's yet to really get started, but the returns are somewhat in line with the polls that preceded today's voting. Kerry was favored to win, even though, of course, he is not a Southerner, and his two main rivals, John Edwards and Wesley Clark, are indeed Southerners. But this is a state where Kerry is really showing that he has the ability to win as a Yankee in the South, and that's really been crucial for any Democrat who wants to get to the White House over the past 30 years.
Virginia has not been a traditional primary state, and it's not really a big payoff in terms of delegates. So what's the attraction there for the Democratic candidates? Why such a strong focus on Virginia?
Well, I think for one thing, it is a Southern state where he can show that he's viable in the South. But also, it's a state where people do not register by party, so both Republicans and Independents can also vote in the primary that was held today. And I guess that the returns may reflect that Kerry can reach out across party lines. Even that's something that will depend on exit polling to find out how many Independents and Republicans really voted here. But it's a place where he can really consolidate his claim to saying that he's viable in all parts of the country.
Senator John Edwards and General Wesley Clark have made the South sort of the important stand for their campaigns. Did John Kerry put a lot of emphasis on Virginia in the past week, or was he concentrating his efforts elsewhere?
He put a lot of effort into Virginia. He was here practically every day in the past week, dividing his time between Tennessee and Virginia. He says he is not taking any state lightly, and he's not cherry-picking, a reference to what some of the other candidates have done by skipping other states.
So just quickly, what's next for the Kerry campaign after tonight?
Well, there's Nevada on the weekend, and then there's Wisconsin next Tuesday, and Howard Dean is competing in that state, which he did not in Virginia and Tennessee today, so that may be a showdown between Kerry and Dean in Wisconsin.
And we are still awaiting those results from Tennessee. Thank you so much, David.
You're quite welcome.
NPR's David Wellner.